Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, you're listening to The Truth Brothers. This is Toni Breedlove of Hot Topics Talk Radio. If you're not listening to The Truth Brothers, the truth ain't in you.
Some of it you're going to like, some of it you ain't. Tired of hearing fools complaining in barber chairs and beauty shops.
This is Truth Brothers Radio.
Like it. If you're not listening to the Truth Brothers, then the truth ain't in you. Truth Brothers Radio. Hello, everybody. It's time for Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can hit us up at our email at We Want Truth, all one word. Truth is spelled. T-R-U-F. Yeah. And, you know, my bad. I'm sorry, man. I'm going through that phase today. I'm sorry. And next.
Oh, it's my turn. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm logging to the chat room, ladies and gentlemen, here on Log Talk Radio. How's everybody?
We are great and wonderful and living that life.
And, of course, that is the Producer Supreme, Candace.
Hey. Back to Simone.
Yeah. I'm also blessed and highly favored.
I'm
blessed and highly favored.
Don't.
What about you guys?
Yeah.
Ditto. So, I just got the itis, though. I mean, I threw down today, y'all.
Yeah.
So I'm full.
She did.
Fat and happy.
There you go.
I'm happy.
Yep. For like doing some crushing.
No. I feel like doing some sleeping, but you know.
That's the same thing.
Oh, is it? That's new, huh?
Yeah, because that ain't what I know. Okay.
No, we don't need you.
Yeah,
because
you got a weird way of talking.
And
yeah, you got to tell that Dukin story.
Right
we,
now.
We've been passing that up.
What's
you got to tell that Dukin story. You got to tell that Dukin. We'll get the
before we get to the shout outs.
Yeah.
Man, we don't have time for
that. No.
Yes, you do.
Sure
just real
do.
Quick, then tell
sure
them Duke
do.
The story.
We got I don't know the Duke and the.
You
sure
do
you
know
do.
The
you
Duke
can't
story.
Do.
Coming up, that's what, hey, that was called scrogging.
Scrogging is another term for
that's
getting
right.
it in.
For crushing. That's what, yeah.
So, I mean, right. because.
But
like,
I said that to y'all, and y'all looked at me like, what the hell?
When we grew up, duking meant fighting.
Right.
Like, right. It did, yeah. But it also has a. I even gave you
a
reference.
You can't go up to
a
girl and say, I want to duke you, and she throw up her hands. Or
well,
like,
you can't go up to
no.
a girl and say, I want to scrog you either.
But I'm just saying.
Anyone out there who happens to know the dual meaning of duking, please give us a call.
I've already had a talk about it.
Yeah, because the EPMD had it on. We already covered that.
02.
You just feel upset about that, man.
Yeah, because we...
Hey, man, pick that up. Anyway, who we hollering at?
Ain't nobody.
Your age is showing. My bad. First off, for DJs, B-Days, we got to get this out. August 7th, Shaquina Burgess, Chanel Henry, Jamikia Duncan, Jasmine Morgan. August 9th, we had Jason Bell. August 13th, we had Sydney.
Dates now?
Yeah, because we it's better. So today, rather, is Sydney Batiste and Davion Stiff Jr., who turned 5 years old today. That's a friend of mine, Tiana Thomas' son. How you doing? Shouts out to my little Davion Stiff Jr., they call him DJ. Don't know what that means, but what I'm just playing. Davion Stiff Jr. So DJ, you know, whatever. Shout out. shout out to the big homie, the fam, Anthony Davis, man, for bringing home the Olympic gold.
That's what's
the
up.
Youngest player on a men's basketball team to ever do that. Like, that's crazy. So I just.
All right, that's good. All right, check that out. Check it out.
That's enough applause right there, fam.
Yeah, he don't know how to lose.
I just keep saying that, man. The man just don't. He just, all he do is win. We need that drop just to play for him. Like, all I do is win.
Win.
So, congratulations to the dude, man. Big ups. I'll see you later on at the mansion. It's a mansion. Sade Bean, Maya Hawkins, Sharon Thomas, And to my little man who's actually listening right now on computer, Armani Patrick, my son, is listening. So, Daddy, want to say what's up, man? I'm going to do my best to make you laugh. And learn something.
I want to send a very special shout out to my family, the Hall family, all that attended the Addie Hall reunion yesterday.
All right.
Love
the Hall got it in.
Oh, we did.
No cough drops over there, huh?
No, not at all. Just lots of good eating. Had a good time. It was good to see my fam. Peace and love.
That's cool, man. That's what's up.
All right.
Me apples. Let's go.
All right.
I'm sorry,
this
y'all.
Is the terrible truth. This is the terrible truth with your terrible anchors, Ray and the Bob.
Greetings and salutations. This is Kent Clark with the terrible truth. This portion of the terrible truth is brought to you by Bobby Christina's other brother lover rubbers for when your adopted brother looks too damn good.
And Rosie O'Donnell front hole panties.
Oh, my God. I told y'all my family might be listening to this.
Front hole
panties.
That's
right.
Jesus.
Sitters are quitters by Rosie.
Yep. Why do you need a hole in the back of your panties?
I'm saying sorry to my family right now.
I heard Rosie packing. I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I heard Rosie got a nice roll down there.
Stiffy is what they call her.
Okay. Story.
All right. First story of the night. Florida man shoots man, gets arrested and says, "But I only shot a nigga."
Wow.
Yeah.
Not going to say knuckle on that one, huh?
No, nah, we're not going to say it. We this is what's
call
put
it
in
what
there.
It is.
Tell me. He didn't just say that.
Well, I didn't. Walter Henry Butler did, who's 59 of St. Port Joe, Florida. Good old Florida back on the map.
Once again.
Was enjoying a normal day as a racist, cursing at a group of...
It's a wonderful day to be a racist.
Cursing at a group of black children while also calling them a slew of racist epithets.
Epithets.
There you go.
Yep.
Watching TV and cooking. But his hour of white power ended with a rap on the door from possibly one of the fathers of those children, Everett Gantz, I'm sorry, who's 32. He was coming to set Butler straight, but before he could talk to the fool, Butler opened the door and opened fire with a .22 caliber rifle, shooting Gant between the eyes.
Wow.
Butler called 911 and finished cooking his dinner. Then authorities arrived and arrested Butler. He reacted with indignation as though the police must have lost their minds, thinking that they had the right to arrest him. Sheriff Joe Nugget of...
Or Nugent.
I call him Nugget. Of Gulf County explained the scene to the local NBC News. Quote, he was brought to the investigation unit where he was interviewed by and basically admitted to shooting the victim and said he shot used a racial slur and said that it was not he it was oh I'm sorry and said that it was what he shot and acted like it was not a big deal or anything to him. Can't wait to see how the homies and general population react to Butler's crime. He's charged with attempted murder.
Wow, that's what the cop said?
No, the cop's been done.
Okay.
He's been charged with attempted murder with a hate crime and attached to that.
So after, he didn't die?
The shooter. After shooting Gant to the head. Yeah, the dude didn't die.
Right,
he didn't die.
Wow. So I guess he tried to play off. Hey, it's just a coon.
Why are y'all at my porch disturbing my rice? I'm cooking rice.
White's rice.
To eat with my coon dinner.
Your Uncle Ben's.
That's awful.
Yeah, that's
terrible.
I'm not cooking dirty rice, am I? You're doing around these parts.
Roscoe Pico train. Boy, you goofy.
What you doing around these parts, docs?
Get off of my block. Get all your little jigaboos off my porch.
Nice night for a swinging, ain't it?
Yep. And the boy can't. Hey, Dad, what's a jigaboo? What?
Who called you that?
The old man down the street.
The old man with the twisted crosses tattooed on his neck.
Yep, I'm going to have to go have a talk with him.
Excuse me.
Who is it? Who? Another knocker down. One up for the White Reds.
That is just terrible.
That is awful.
Whatever. I am. Yeah.
Yeah. 818-514-1202. That. Yeah. He. Hey. Grampy. And why are you arresting me?
He's only a dog.
We used to do this every Friday.
We called him Apology Swing.
Nugget, you used to do it with me. How you going to arrest me?
The Grand Dragon would not be too proud of what you're doing right now. Just saying.
That is a mess.
Now give me one of them slanted high fives.
Boy, Justice is getting it in over here in this chat room.
I'm sure. I'm sure Justice is kicking over tables. I want some justice. Excuse me.
Don't make no, absolutely no sense.
Right? I laugh a little bit. I love it, man.
What, him shooting the dude?
It's, you know what? It's funny to me. I'm sorry.
Are you serious?
Well, no,
really?
I feel bad for the dude that got,
yeah,
come
you,
on,
you,
man.
Gant, the dude that got a third eye, I feel bad for him, right?
Wow.
I do. I'm just, hey, this is Truth Brothers Radio. This is what I do. But how long has this 59-year-old man been living on your block?
Yeah.
You had to have known that.
Well, no, he could have just moved on the block.
That Jimbo Crocker was his.
No, I'm talking about, but the dude that got shot could have just moved on the block.
Hey,
poop deck pappy out there yelling at all the kids.
He comes in, well, look what the dog done drove in. You don't think that's racist?
He didn't say that.
How we know he didn't say that when he moved on the block? Oh, man, there goes the community. I'm sure they're begging
cocaine
over there.
The community had to go a long time ago because there was a bunch of kids out there playing.
But that's what I'm saying.
Oh, y'all hanging out, holding hands.
Out here mixing with Martin's Dream.
That's a mess. Okay, I'm going to go into my story. Y'all got my neck hurt. But before I go into my story, I just realized the time. It's break time. I'm going to go ahead and take a break. We'll delve into it when we get back. Truth Brothers Radio.
That's the boss.
Truth Brothers Radio.
This is something like the Holocaust. Millions of our people lost. Bow heads and pray to the Lord. Till I die, I'm a fucking boss. Now who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Who gon' stop me? Who gon' stop me, huh? Black card, black card. Black on black, black broad. Whole lot of money in a black bag. Black strap, you know what that's for.
What's up, everybody? This is Devon from Truth Brothers Radio. Thanking you guys for making the show the success it is today. Without you, there is no truth. We are expanding our network daily, so be sure to catch up with all the latest Truth Brothers info, show topics, and questions at our Facebook page, Twitter, MySpace, iTunes, or by subscribing to our YouTube channel. There, you can also leave your comments and show ideas. Once again, thank you for supporting our truth. Two fingers.
Brothers Radio.
King from Queens, from Queens come King. We're raising hell like a glass when the lunch bell rings. The king will be praised and I will be raised. This is the stuff to try to fade them, but he won't be fake. So what's your name? DMC, the king is me. Sure, hot man, or his majesty. Now you can debate, you can concentrate, but you can't imitate DMC, the great.
Payback music.
No.
What?
Oh. Truth Brothers Radio. We're back, and we're back with more stories.
That's the Maybach music.
That's
remix.
Right.
Oh,
the Rick Ross.
Rick Ross remix and Run. It ain't right. Classic enough.
Yep. Let's hold on. The seizure's kicking in.
Right.
I put this tonic water on it.
Somebody get that tongue swallowing spoon. I'm losing it.
Why does he have to make that disgusting sound?
That's the fact. That's that beard cleaner noise.
That's the beard cleaner.
Yeah, I told you. What I seriously believe.
In.
Yeah, that's that I'm having a seizure noise.
Yeah.
I just
wish the seizure would do
its
job.
Wait, do it again, Devon. You got it down.
Oh, yeah. You know, I listen to him enough. My eyes. Tupac's back. I'm dying.
Get the spoon.
Right. David Copperfield, people. Just
what's
all
up? I see the Poetic Prophet just chimed in the chat room. What's up, sir?
Good to see you. What's going on with you, bro? Yes, sir.
That's right.
We're going to go ahead and delve into my story where a man calls 911 over the wrong sandwich.
What?
Huh?
Man calls 911 over wrong sandwich. Yeah. This is when I need to be an emergency dispatcher. I swear to goodness.
Let's hear it.
In East Hartford, Connecticut, a angry man that a deli fouled up his sandwich or wait.
Yeah, I've been there too.
This is killing me.
I've been there.
A man angry that a deli fouled up his sandwich order decided to take his beef to the police. The man, identified by police as Rother McLennan of East Hartford, called 911 last Wednesday and complained that he, quote-unquote, specifically asked for little turkey and a little ham, a lot of cheese, and a lot of mayonnaise. And the Grateful Deli, which is the name of the deli in East Hartford, got it wrong. So, you're calling 911 because you don't like the way that they're making your sandwich, the dispatcher asked. Exactly, McLennan replied. McLennan explained that the person that he was talking to at the deli was not the person who made the sandwich and was refusing to fix the problem. I mean, I just want to solve this right away, he said. Yeah. Her sister made it, but she left. They are playing games with me. They are playing games with me, so I was just wondering if you could come by. I just want to resolve, and I want to be able to come back here and get the regular sandwich that I had.
We gotta, okay, if you're the 911 operator.
So Rother hits you up, and he
yeah. Rother, should I get it?
Wait, I'm not done.
Oh,
wait,
I'm sorry.
There's more to this story.
Okay. Y'all made me laugh.
Rafa.
Before ending the call, the dispatcher advised him not to buy the sandwich.
Oh, no, it's too late.
Which says to me he was still in the deli.
Yeah.
All right.
I could take it back.
Deli owner Tila as an... Ooh.
Yep.
Yeah.
Tila
here we go.
As an era.
Oh, yeah.
Tells WVIT-TV that McLennan had placed the order for 14 sandwiches, and the deli made them to his specifications.
Yep.
She said he was told that because the sandwiches were special ordered, the deli could not take them back. She said he used her cell phone to call the police.
Can I have your cell phone, please?
McLennan called the deli back on Thursday to apologize. I think the customer realized how wrong he was. No charges had been filed. This is...
Yes, it's absolutely great. 911
operator.
Okay.
So he picks it up. Hey, you know what? I'm tired of y'all putting all this extra curry on my feet.
This is what you ordered.
This is not all right.
Wait,
stay right there.
No, let me use your phone. 911.
Yep. What's your emergency, please?
Yeah, this is Rother.
Rother, where are you calling from, sir?
Deli. What's the name
this
of y'all's
Grateful
spot?
Grateful Deli, sir.
Grateful Deli. I don't like the smell in here, first off, but
okay, sir, what is your emergency?
I asked for a little cheese, a lot of turkey, a lot of mayo. They could send somebody down here to check my sandwich because I want to make sure there's little cheese, lots of turkey.
Sir, we made it the way you want.
Sir, is this a joke?
I wish I had a camera phone. Look at my face. I'm serious. My name's Rother.
I can't see your face, sir.
Well, my name's Rother. I'm serious.
So you're calling 911 because you don't like the way they're making your
sir,
sandwich.
Would you please get out of the store?
Well, move me.
Sir, I understand we're in Connecticut, and there's not many things that go on here in Connecticut.
Well,
we got a population of like 6.
Well, I'm saying now my sandwich was made improperly.
Get out of the store. Okay. You don't want to get out? Give me them knives.
They're rubbing a lamp and a genie's coming out right now.
Okay.
What's with the flying carpet?
We here at the Truth Brothers do apologize for the offensive comments that were made that may have included public figures such as Jesse Jackson, Tyler Perry, R. Kelly, Mitch McConnell, Michelle Bachmann, her gay-ass husband, John Boehner, any member of the GOP, any member of the clergy, so on and so forth. Thank you for your understanding.
Don't be Regans all your damn life. Really?
What's with all these flying carpets? Why you got to bring your young boy Aladdin out here? What's the problem? That's cool.
Oh, that's tough.
All right. I'm taking my business elsewhere. To the KFC with me.
Oh.
Oh, my God. Okay, here we go.
Yeah.
Chad William Forber, arrested while naked and covered in Crisco.
Sounds like a Wednesday at my house.
There you go.
It's amazing that the cops were able to slip the handcuffs on Chad William Forber, considered he was covered from head to toe in Crisco when he was arrested. Forber, 41, was arrested early Monday morning by police in downtown Rock Island, Iowa, according to the Quad City Times. He had lathered himself up in Crisco. He was covered in grease and was holding the can under his arm.
Is he deaf? Is he like the greased up deaf guy?
No.
Got to get out of here like that.
No.
Wait, I'm sorry. You're going to have to.
He said he was looking for a place to party.
Wait. Start over again. I'm sorry. I'm in the chat room.
I got you. Forber, 41, was arrested early Monday morning by police in downtown Rock Island, Iowa. They were responding to a call of a naked man. The officers say the suspect was carrying his shorts as well as a can of Crisco. He had lathered himself up with Crisco and was covered in grease and was holding the can under his arm. He said he was looking for a place to party.
You know.
The Crisco wasn't the only party favor he was carrying.
Also.
The officers examined the shorts and found a small amount of what they suspected to be methamphetamine.
Hey, Ron.
There you go. Bath salts, baby.
There you go.
In his pocket.
Boy,
he was charged with possession of methamphetamines, resisting or obstructing a police officer, and the possession of drug paraphernalia. Greasy Bill is what they call it.
Yeah, he was looking
for it. And he just kept grabbing their nightsticks.
Yep.
Justin said, pipe dream.
Right. There it is.
He's looking for a party, all right?
All right, let's go.
Just looking for a place to party.
There you go.
Is that a crime?
Several. Well, I'm not even going to call it a double entendrums in this.
Let me get this straight. Let's get this straight. So you're telling me, this grown man just decided to get Crisco-ly, and, yep, I'm looking at the picture.
There's the picture of a squad car catching him running down the street naked.
He's running down the side of the E-Way.
Wait, let me see.
Naked. Oh, people, we live in that world.
Oh, yeah, we living in that time.
Well, he didn't want to be ashy.
Whatever. There you go. Yeah, he wasn't. He was greasy.
That boy, he slid home on his stomach.
Oh, when they took him to the cell, they just slid him right into the cell.
You're not going to catch me and did that penguin slide
there
all
you
the
go.
Way home.
Right.
He went to jail. They're like, man, you did all the work for us.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Fresh meat, boys.
Thank you.
Woo! That peanut butter and that sandwich.
Yeah.
Gave him that. Whoa.
Yep.
Yes.
Somebody's already
ready.
Mail's already on it, boys.
Yep. Slide them in there.
Okay.
And spin them.
Family.
Spin the crackhead.
Spin the crackhead.
Oh, my God.
Well, you're dropping your... Anyway. Yep, it's like Wheel of Fortune. But the little ticker is not the ticker. Anyway, next story up, people. Man complains to cops about drug deal gone bad. Real quick story.
Really?
Yeah. A Georgia man may have had the strangest 911 call ever.
Boy, 911 getting a lot of work.
I know. Calling the cops on his own drug dealer. Police in Athens, Clark, Georgia were called by a man who wanted to report that he went to buy illegal drugs and the dealer took his money but didn't give him the drugs. Freddie Jerome Brown, 43, told police he wanted the drug dealer arrested for stealing and wanted his money back.
I'll fix you. You're going to give me my drug. Where's my phone?
Everybody. Oh, look. Lady, are you still here? It's Rafa.
After he ordered the sandwiches, he just keeps screwing me all the way. I'm not going to take this.
Rafa's back.
God, this time he got cheated out of his crack.
Man.
I deserve more rocks than this.
You see this?
818-514-1202.
This ain't enough to make me hallucinate about doing my brother.
That's messed up.
whatever. Forget the crackheads, man. I'm tired of them. I'm tired of crackheads.
You tired of crackheads?
I'm tired of crackheads. Why does everybody want to be Chris Rock in New Jack City?
Hey, man, you've seen the Facebook post on our page, right? About Martin Luther King.
Yeah.
Yeah, she was on crack.
I'm sure.
She was on crack.
I didn't see it.
Yeah,
I
it's a lady that made a post, and she was thanking Martin Luther King for all the work he did and making sure, because if it wasn't for him, we would still be sitting in the front of the bus.
Yep. We all know after all that long struggle of sitting on the front of the bus.
We got tired. Right. And then when they tried to correct her, she said, "Hey, stupid, I'm not dumb."
Go look up Rosa Parks in the slave days.
She said that.
That's deep.
Because I didn't know Rosa was a slave.
Yeah.
At that time.
And they made us sit in the front of the bus so they could watch us.
Yep.
Y'all might have to get off first.
Look here. Don't you move.
That's a mess.
She came straight out of South Park.
That is a mess.
She's a citizen of South Park.
Sit up here.
Remember the riches?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We just keep, the more we take 2 steps ahead and take 14 steps back.
Oh, yeah. You ain't seen Love and Hip Hop?
Yes. Yeah. You know what?
Good job, Chad.
No, hold on. I made myself watch an episode of that. I made myself do it.
Yeah, what did
you
do for you?
And I was just so disgusted.
Dude.
I'm like, really?
I know people
like to be entertained, and I had a conversation with somebody earlier today. I was like, look, if I wanted to get knowledge, I could turn to the History Channel or...
Are you kidding? Someone said that to you?
Yeah, they're like...
Well, look, if I wanted to get smart, I'd read a book. Do you see a book in my hand?
You know what I'm saying? It's like, but hell, if I want
to...
I watch that to be entertained.
But the crazy part about that is, like I said, I slipped up onto Love and Hip Hop. And what's crazy is I slipped up because my brother and his wife was watching it. And
I happened
to look and I'm like, what is this? And it's
a bootleg soap opera.
It's so retarded. Like, I wouldn't recommend anybody to watch it, but if you want to just look at black stupidity at its greatness, if that's even a possibility,
really?
Check out this show. It's on now, probably.
Love and Hip Hop or NBA Basketball Wives, which one is more ignorant?
They both retarded.
They both retarded.
Love and Hip Hop is just the
dumbest.
All of
that, the Bad Girls Club, all of that, it's horrible.
It's just, this Love and Hip Hop Atlanta is the dumbest thing I've seen. Like, it's the rap. I don't know if everybody remember the rapper Scrappy, right? Scrappy, Lil Scrappy is on there, right? His mother is on the show.
Wow.
And she fresh out of a strip club for making it rain. Now, you're a mother, a grandmother.
That's right.
And but you just
grandmother's
got to
work, too.
And you get on the show, and you acting all of 17. Like,
so grandma the first to take off her earrings and get it cracking.
She got it. Now,
remember, we had the 33-year-old grandmother with the 21-year-old boyfriend.
Uh-huh.
Baby snort a little cocaine. It's good for him. Help him sleep at night.
Get his lungs up.
Messed up. But you know what, fellas? It's about that time to take another break.
All right.
All right.
And we will be right back with more Terrible Truth and Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio. Radio.
Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage. Better come down here, get some of this shit. You like to eat? America loves to eat. So why not open up somewhere America can sit down, enjoy a meal, and get their feet rubbed? We'll fry anything you want for $5.99. As long as it's friable or edible, we're going to make it deliciousable. We will fry parts of the chicken you didn't even know was friable. The beak, the feathers, we'll fry candy bars. All that European stuff that you don't really normally eat, we'll bring it down here and fry it for you. Ask McDonald's to fry something other than what they normally fry. Guess what you're going to get?
nothing. If it fits through the dough, I put it in the fryer. Hell, this is a dinosaur. All our meats are gently tenderized to their optimum deliciousness. We got fine dinosaur meats. Took my money, made me pay child support. Come on down here and get you a slice. Once they get your social security number, it's over. Motivated, 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 motivated. So, friends, let's just decide you don't want no barbecue. Well, that's fine, too. Why not let one of my foot specialists or myself perform our magic? Look at that. Don't they look wonderful? If you really pay me enough, we'll massage your feet in any of these sauces also. Success is the rule down here. Jones, good-ass barbecue and foot massage. So go ahead and give me a call or find us on the worldwide internet at the new website. That's J-O-N-E-S, big-ass truck rental and storage.com /Jones. Good ass barbecue and foot massage .html.
Excuse me, did you call number 52?
Did you hear me call number 52?
I'd like to make a request.
What you want to hear, baby?
Truth Brothers Radio.
Like the locks on the Benz. After the after party, we'll be getting it in. Pause for a drink, then we cutting again.
Man, I just got into a mood. We back at old Truth Brothers Radio, and we coming out with our own show, Truth Brothers Present Frisbee Wives. That's coming.
There you go, Frisbee Golf Wives.
Yep. Oh, what Tiger do? Tiger's gonna be the star. But yeah,
Candace.
Goodness.
We got some drones.
I'm sitting here cracking up at this chat room, boy.
Yeah, Justice is in here. He likes
How'd
Jones.
You like
He's
him?
A big fan of Jones Barbecue and Foot Massage.
Delicionable.
Delicionable. They don't have that in Boston.
Oh, he didn't know? Fly up here to the shop, man. We here with our barbecue. We put our foot in it.
Man. Okay, my next story. A woman is upset on the airplane because she has to sit next to a black man.
Well, that's enough to get you upset.
Right.
A 50-something-year-old
white woman arrived at her seat on a crowded flight and immediately didn't want the seat. The seat was next to a black man. Disgusted, the woman immediately summoned the flight attendant and demanded a new seat.
Want to get away?
Want to get away? Right. The woman said, "I cannot sit here next to this black man." The flight attendant said, "Let me see if I can find another seat."
Because we all know
after checking, the flight attendant returned and stated, "Ma'am, there are no more seats in economy, but I will check with the captain and see if there was something in first class."
Wow, you get bumped up to first class if you don't want to sit next to a knucker?
Yes.
Wow.
That's called the knucker safety rule.
America.
About 10 minutes went by, and the flight attendant returned and stated, "The captain has confirmed that there are no more seats in economy, but there is one seat in first class. It is our company policy to never move a person from economy to first, but being that it would be some sort of a scandal to force a person to sit next to an unpleasant person,"
Woo!
The captain agreed to make the switch to first class. Before the woman could say anything, the attendant gestured to the black man and said, "Therefore, sir, if you would be so kind to retrieve your personal items,
there you go.
We would like to move you to
there
comfort
you
of
go.
First class,
Gold
as
star.
The captain doesn't want you to sit next to an unpleasant person."
All right,
there
passengers in seats nearby began to applaud, while some gave a standing ovation.
See,
that's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's right. For the lady, they made her sit with the animals.
Yeah. Woo, there you go.
That is deep.
But that's beautiful.
I'm glad that
I'm very good on the airlines. I bet it was Delta.
There you go. Will you be flying fast? Nah, I don't think they. It wasn't Soul Plane.
No, it wasn't Soul Plane.
That makes me feel good on the inside a little bit. I mean, racism's still alive, but.
Oh, yeah.
It's just, man.
It is.
That it is.
No, he got to go to first class.
Yeah, but that was much class. That was real good. 818-514-1202.
I bet the
passenger was a black man. The pilot was a black man. Oh, for real? Yeah. Send my brother up here to first.
Matter of fact.
Wow.
Matter of fact, let him prepare her meal.
There you go.
Okay.
Yep.
Real nice.
Warm donkey. That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, really. You're getting on a plane with a myriad of different people. I mean,
Hey.
What era did you think you was in?
Hey. I'm nervous. I'm nervous.
Please
sometimes.
Don't. We, no. Mm.
Woo. Mm. Whatever. So y'all kill me, man. This is what we do. Like, why can't we enjoy our time on the air right now?
Yo, we can.
I get. It's the reason they put that danger over my mouth when it's time for me to speak. I don't know why. But every time I want to just go there with the jokes, they just put the danger. Nope, don't do it. So everybody, dial 911.
This is crazy.
Dial 911. Go ahead.
Wow. Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. Here we go. Phoenix mother accused of putting beer in son's sippy cup.
Well, there you go. That's like a little Bud Light.
New age
parent.
There you go.
There you go. A 36-year-old Phoenix mother has been charged with child abuse for allegedly pouring beer into a 2-year-old son's sippy cup.
No problem.
According to news reports.
No problem. Here.
Now, to me, the abuse was the fact that he's 2 years old and has a sippy cup.
Nah, the abuse is, I hope it should have been nothing but a Corona. That's the abuse. If you gave him
police
anything
say
but a Corona.
Police say a waitress at
so
Peter
focused.
Piper's Pizza.
There you go.
Oh, don't want that pizza.
The pot,
reported
pot
that.
Kelly's Pizza. Pot Piper's Piss Pizza. That ain't lemonade.
That ain't lemonade. That ain't beer. Don't put it in the... Oh, too late.
Yep.
I see
Kelly's Magic Liquid.
Here y'all go.
I hate R. Kelly. Okay.
Why?
Valerie Marie
like
Topee.
Just real quick.
What?
His ex-wife looked like a man. I just wanted
Candace
to put that
Minna,
up.
Candace.
His ex-wife?
Yeah.
Yeah, she looks like a dude. I'm sorry.
Oh,
I mean,
my God.
Candace,
I was supposed to pick Candace up.
Oh, yeah?
And R. Kelly came in the building, and she had to take care of him. And she was praying that I didn't come around.
So R. Kelly, hold on, because I don't know this. R. Kelly walked in and you had to take care of him.
Yeah, not like that.
Okay, hey man, we gotta go with the ha ha.
Ew,
most women would have loved to be in your position.
I've had several encounters with him.
With
but here's the funny. I'm gonna make this real quick. This had to be about maybe 5-6 years ago.
Oh, well, this is illegal.
I used to work for a well-known wireless company. And what it was is that we had a phone. This is when I don't want to say. Yeah.
Yeah.
Tag along.
There you go.
We'll call it that.
The Ron Paul.
When they just first came out.
Right.
You know, and they were hide everybody wanted one. We had one in stock. Lady calls in and says, I want to get that sidekick. I said, okay. But one of my coworkers was going to be dealing with it. That was her customer. So my coworker's like, can you do me a favor? Can you please hold this? You know, yeah, I got you. No problem. So lady comes in. My girl starts, you know, activating her tag along.
There you go.
Okay. So maybe about 15 minutes into the activation, lady's just sitting there cool, calm, collected, you know. Then you hear a mob of young ladies in the mall.
Mm-hmm.
And they're all going to the restaurant directly next door to the store that I was working in. And, you know, my coworker who was activating, you know, the tag along, like, man, I don't know what they're rushing over there to go see that child molester for. That's a mess. You know, nobody liked him and this, that, and the other. Maybe about 10 minutes after she said that, he comes into our store.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Group of girls all standing outside of the store. He walks right up to the lady who's getting the tag along because that's his wife.
Yep.
So.
And the wife said, I know, girl.
Yep.
So he walks right back. He walks right up to the wife, kisses her on the cheek. Hey, you about ready to go? She's like, as soon as I get this. And my coworker, who was very, very fair-skinned, turned a beet red and ran back to the office, and she was just so embarrassed.
First off, it's a couple of things that I would have been. Here we go,
here
man.
We
whatever.
Go.
First off, if I feel this way about the dude, I'm not going to be embarrassed because you're the dude. Like, it's not like he has any power over my store. Now, if he owned the store, yeah. I'm like, oh, I just lost my job. But you are Kelly. You pee for free, and you make songs I wish and I believe I can fly. Great music, dance to it, happy people, but you don't own my store. So, yeah, your husband molests children, lady. Yes, he likes to grudge them. What do you want me to do? You saw the tape just like I did. Don't act like you didn't. There's four in your cabinet, and I know what your kitchen looked like. So, so.
Wow.
Dude.
Wow.
Okay, am I the only one that saw
no,
his, okay.
No, America
no.
saw it.
Okay. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Did you see it?
Yeah.
All right, then. So everybody saw.
Hell,
said
at the time, they
thing.
Were selling them outside of the post office.
Oh, yeah.
All
right. Yeah, he was
right.
The man.
Everybody
like,
saw
like
it.
When he lined himself up with the camera and was
yeah.
moving it and checking it and
like,
checking. Yeah, if I move like this, yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. Know. All right, bring her in here.
Give
and
me
the
that.
Girl came in following the trail of chiclets.
Yeah, and the bad part about it is, though, what kills me about it is everybody, like, you know, I ain't going to lie. I love R. Kelly's music. I love his music. Great. Like, that's why I had to tell people.
Yeah,
I became a fan of music and not artists. Like, the actual, I became a fan of the music that people make. Because it's like, dude, you pee on kids. Like, you do that. Like,
I'm sorry, people. I'm laughing in the chat room.
But
yeah.
You got people that defends that dude to the death. Like, I got family.
They do.
I know.
You
yeah.
know
yeah.
arguments I've been in about this clown. With people who have kids my age.
Yeah.
You know how disgusting it is to hear an adult tell another adult that it was the 14-year-old girl's fault?
818-514-1202.
818-514-1202.
Yeah.
Point.
But with people.
At a certain point.
No.
When you
are
see
you serious?
Pee, you run. That's what you do.
All right, Riley. I got you.
I'm just saying. You knew what you was doing when you was getting into the KO car.
And that's what pisses me off, because I hear people say that I said, well, she knew what she was doing. She didn't look like she was, you know.
Yeah, she didn't look like
she's 14. She's a kid.
Mesmerized by
still,
international
did she
superstar.
Get into his Lamborghini?
Yeah.
Did she get into his Lamborghini?
Yeah.
Did she go into the house?
She did.
Did
but,
she get into that chair?
Let me tell
did
you
Did she watch him unzip his pants?
818-514-1202.
Okay, we gonna go there?
Yeah.
You ready?
Yeah.
Strap your seatbelt on. Now, who's the adult in the situation?
We don't know here.
Bullshit. Sorry, I'm saying it the way I felt it. Sorry, it happened.
No, we
Sorry.
Don't know here.
But
go ahead.
Who's the adult? Who's the adult that used to hang out outside of Kenwood and Hubbard
and shared aquarium
school?
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm saying is. Like Ray said, you're mesmerizing a child. Now, who really needs to be at fault, I'm going to tell you this, is the parents. Because ain't no way I'm going to let my 14-year-old, godchild or not, if you're living that type of lifestyle, you can't send your teenage daughter who around somebody who is around groupies and who does all this grown stuff. You got grown women throwing it at you.
Right.
Why would you? And then you're going to tape it. You're going to tape it? And then I'm going to tell you something else. We got to call
yeah.
it. Oh, okay. Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh, go ahead. Come on.
Yeah, calm down, Chief.
I'm sorry. You know.
760, you on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
This is Drea Coleman.
Hey, how you doing?
What's going on, Drea?
Hi.
I had to catch myself. Sorry, bro.
Right.
Go ahead and
now,
let loose.
With the whole R. Kelly thing, and I didn't listen to the whole entire conversation, so I don't know how it got there. But
uh-huh.
I do put a little of that responsibility on that 14-year-old because
there
I am
go.
A mother
there
of a 14-year-old, and heaven forbid she lets somebody piss on her. I'm so
there
sorry.
You go.
My daughter don't like ants. She don't even like to get dirt on her hands. She hardly likes kisses. You better not let nobody pee on you.
You better not let
sorry.
Them urinate on you. You're not a they urinate.
Right, but you also wouldn't let your 14-year-old in out of your sight with some grown
would
man.
Would I let my
true and you know true and you know and I don't know the whole story. I don't know the whole story. Of course, I don't know the whole story. The truth of it. But I'm thinking to myself, what if her mother or father or whoever didn't know she was going with R. Kelly? What if
all
what
she knew? They knew.
What
yeah,
if
they,
she didn't? What if she
he paid
did,
them
they
off.
Did know?
Yeah, they knew. He
they
paid
knew.
Them off.
I think what it was is he was a family friend, or he was this. Was
he
the
he
guy?
He was going to make them a star, just like he promised Aaliyah and all of them. And
oh,
part of the
okay.
family members partner. It wasn't the little girl that he peed on, but it was one of the cousins that he was supposedly going to be He was going to produce her album or whatever, or help her. And the 14-year-old was along hanging out.
Just hanging out.
And,
oh, okay.
Right. And then there's
so
R. Kelly.
Why are we blaming Kells?
Because he cares. He's a grown man.
Okay, because he's grown. Like, right. You blame
and he's
Kells
a star.
He's grown,
he knows his star power.
The reason I say that is the whole time he's producing your album, you know he's with your cousin and you're not saying nothing. But the minute he gets caught up, it's, oh, no, Andy peed on my little cousin.
But they didn't do that. That's not what they did.
At the trial that they just had, Sparkle came right out and said that it was him who peed on her cousin. Sparkle told then when he was producing the album and made
song. She said that in court.
Yes.
Then how did he get off?
What you
Because he got acquitted.
That defense was she's just mad because he dumped her as an artist. She's bitter, and they got away with that.
I think it's more to it than that, but all right.
Okay. On that note, even if I knew, just being a parent in that person's shoes, if I had an older niece or nephew or something, and my 14-year-old wanted to go along with them to the studio or something, okay, they're working with R. Kelly, okay, cool, whatever. You still don't let nobody pee on you. You still don't let nobody pee on you.
True.
I mean, the minute we're talking about peeing and whatnot, you still don't let nobody pee on you.
I think it was being starstruck. You're gonna do anything. You're impressionable at 14.
So if Bow Wow walks up to your kid and says, "Hey, I'm taking your kid home," if the girl doesn't have enough sense to say, "I'm not going home with you, Bow Wow," do we blame Bow Wow?
Number one, how many kids are gonna say, "I'm not gonna go home with you"?
Right.
You know what? I can't discount parenting like that. I can't discount parenting like that. How many kids are going to say, "I'm not going to go with you"? I can't discount parenting like that.
I'm going to say this. You know, she could have had the best parents in the world.
But what I'm saying
is an adult who takes advantage of an impressionable child, I don't care how you slice it.
That's right.
He was wrong.
That's right. He was wrong.
He took advantage of a situation. You have plenty of grown women who are willing to throw it at you.
Right.
Willing to throw it at
and,
you.
And when you have, when you,
that,
when you have a position of power such as like you're a coach, or you're a teacher, you're a star, and you've got access to kids where they're putting their trust in your hands for you to guide them, and you take advantage of them like that. I mean, he went to Aaliyah and told Aaliyah's parents, "Yeah, I'm going to make her a star. We're going to do this album." They supposed to been producing an album. He got it in with her. He come back, "Oh, the album's done, and guess who's your new son-in-law?"
Right.
And
right.
The parents wasn't with that, and they annulled that with the quickness.
Exactly,
but they
so the child is just impressionable and just going with the flow. Okay, the DC sniper and the young boy he had under his wing, is that boy not responsible for any life he took? Because he's a young boy?
He's responsible as far as he's got to pay for his crimes, but he was still under the impression of a father figure.
But you didn't tell me.
So we can't give these kids no credit for having a brain.
I said he has to pay for his crime.
I'm sorry.
He's still responsible for his crimes, but the fact of the matter is he was still under the influence of somebody that he trusted who guided him in the wrong direction.
I'm sorry, Jerry. What was you saying?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I still think we're just not giving enough credit to these kids for just not having a brain. I'm sorry. We have to put more on these kids' backs to say, okay, you know what? Be a thinker.
Let me ask you a question, you know, and I'm going to say that, you know, we all need to do our job as parents. But when you are saturated with media that gives you a bunch of crap on your idiot box, how much serious thinking can you do?
But that's
when
not,
you got
that's
love in hip hop.
I guess that goes
for
the parents.
Okay, but then if you're going to say that, then
like
take
said,
the whole pill. It is,
but
it
like
is
said,
the parent's fault.
The
but then the child is being influenced wrong. And it's
right,
the parent's
fault. Right, I guess that's
that
parenting
then. I mean, I agree with what sister's saying. Yes, children should get the credit for being thinkers, but you have to raise a thinker. If you're not raising a thinker and you're raising a sheep from the goal point, then don't get mad when they're being sheep.
There you go.
You're right. Your daughter would not go with R. Kelly and allow that to happen. But there's plenty of kids who the TV done raised them, and they would rather be with R. Kelly than be at home. And then you just got some kids who are flat-out knuckleheads and going to do what they going to do
and
be hard-headed.
Everything you've said, though, has been the kid, the kid, the kid. I'm just saying.
Okay.
And now
but
I'm saying,
at the same time, that don't take the responsibility out of the picture.
No,
R. Kelly wasn't an adult, peed on a child. He should have paid for it. Period.
Right.
Regardless of whether that kid was smart enough to CP and leave or CP and stay, she shouldn't have had to see the pee because he's an adult.
Thank
if he want to pee, he on an adult.
Right.
Truth Brothers Radio.
There you go.
He's at fault. He chose to pee on a child. Like she said, like Candace said, there's plenty of women who did anything for R. Kelly. If an adult say, oh, yeah, you can pee on me, hey, have at it. That's your thing.
It's legal,
but
and it's
you,
your business.
You chose a child, and you manipulated the child. So you should pay.
Yeah, I guess.
No, I ain't going.
But thank you for the call.
Thank you,
is this your first time calling?
No.
I don't know who he's talking to.
Hey, I'm talking to you, the caller.
Drea.
Oh, yeah, Drea, yeah, first time caller. Yes, I've been picking on, I don't know if his name is Devin or Davon.
Fine, yeah. It's Devon.
Okay, I've been telling him I'm going to call and talk some trash on his show for a couple of weeks now, so I had to make an appearance with this Romney, you know, political business. So
good. That means you're staying with us. Yeah, that's coming up real soon.
Yep.
Oh, yeah, you got a smooth point that I really want you to tell, so hold on to that.
Yeah.
Cause, yeah, you got something that, yeah, I kind of
like
what you said.
We'll be jumping into it in about 10 minutes.
Okay.
So stay with me. All right.
I mean, let's look at this from this situation, too, Devon. Even before this scandal happened,
uh-huh.
I remember being in high school and having my friends who went to Kenwood and to Hubbard come and tell me he's sitting around, he over, R. Kelly up at our school.
Yeah.
You know,
my brother went to Kenwood and said the same thing. But here's
my
thing. You 16, do you get in the car with R. Kelly? At that time, would you have gotten in the car with R. Kelly? Think seriously.
Honestly. Me, no.
Okay.
Not me.
Now.
Do I know people who are?
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
But why? Because he wants
Kelly.
You to.
Because
exactly.
He's R. Kelly.
He wants
you
to.
I don't, you
he's
know what
trying
is.
To. He's trying
you know
to hypnotize
is, though,
you with the glamour
at,
to get
at
you to come
time,
in.
At the same time
think,
you say that.
Dude.
It's, you got regular dudes that do that. You got
why was he calling himself
dudes?
The Pied Piper?
Oh, because he can lure them in.
Exactly.
You got the mic.
Exactly. You take the rats, the hood rats from them, and you get them to dance to music to do what you want them to do. And that's where I'm at with this thing. He knew what he was doing. Seems like you're ready. What?
Yeah. Yeah.
What?
Ignition.
Show me some ID before I get knee deep into you.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, age ain't nothing but a number.
And what did Keith Sweat say?
But Keith Sweat ain't peeing on children.
I don't
when
know.
You, when you, cause when you, when you give me a Keith Sweat video, then we'll get on him.
Hey,
but we going
I'm
with what we
is,
know right now.
Well, Keith Sweat told you, you may be young, but you're ready. He said that.
Again, when you give me a Keith, when you give me something on Keith Sweat, we'll get on him. But right now.
But for right now, just his words of what he said shouldn't mean
what
nothing.
Did he say?
Then, you may be young. But you're ready.
And at the end of the song, you're a big girl now. No
yeah,
more daddy's old girl.
Yeah, made you a grown woman.
No, she was grown to begin.
No, he can't say
okay,
you
well,
were grown.
Okay, well, if you're going to go there, man, you're going to go into a bunch of other songs because you're a big girl now was a whole song onto itself.
Huh?
And it, yeah.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, that was a song by the... Oh, God, I can't
no,
remember
the
group.
No, she's saying at the end of Keith
I know,
song.
But that was a song because he took that from a actual song.
But I know, but that
right.
was just a lyric that he put in
right.
the song.
And
right.
usually that means that you... It means I'm taking your virginity.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that don't mean you're underage.
Right.
That doesn't necessarily mean you're underage.
You may be
just,
young, but you're ready. Okay.
Who was the girl? Oh man, I can't think of the sister's name who made that song.
What song?
Tonight you're gonna make me a woman.
Oh, Betty Wright.
Betty
yeah.
Wright, and she said she wrote that song, but she wasn't underage.
Right.
Did she say she was young?
Yes. 21 is young.
Right.
You can have a beer. You're still young, and I don't have to go to jail.
Hell, 19 is young. The girl could have been 19, but she's legal.
Hey.
You know, my thing is okay. If you're into that kind of thing, you couldn't wait. To get,
do an adult. Simple.
Right.
Let's just not blame the Kales for all the pissing. That's all I'm
bull.
Saying.
Bull. I am.
Let's not blame the Kales.
Okay. You have a daughter. You have a daughter just like I have a daughter.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Where we got?
Yeah, I've got a couple of minutes. I'm going to say this. You have a daughter like I have a daughter.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So if you found that this was going on, are you seriously?
I'd be pissed.
So are you seriously not going to put the blame on this grown-ass man and put some of that responsibility on your kid for real?
Yeah, I put the responsibility on my
okay,
daughter, and I put it on him,
too. Take the pissing out of the
Regardless
question.
Regardless of the fact, if she get in a car with him, I'm going to be pissed.
She's an impressionable
even
child.
Even though you told her different.
Even though you told her not to get in the car.
She made a mistake. And she got taken advantage of by an older person.
And she's like, well, R. Kelly wants me
and
to.
She got.
It's
so
the allure.
He used her naivete and used her and lured her in the car and took advantage. Naive people get taken advantage of. And when you're young, you're naive. You're naive to the ways of the world.
Yeah, you're naive at older ages.
Well, either way, we're talking about it's about experience.
I got you.
So moving right along, we got to go ahead and get ready to get on our Willard. Yeah, flip-flop Mitt is what they call him. And this next hour, we are going to be talking about Mitt Romney, and we'll get into him, and I'll talk about this election coming up. And I know we're starting off with Mitt, and you already know where we're coming from on that. So anybody who feels counter, feel free to call in 818-514-1202. And then we will be doing Obama, and we will be doing the vice presidential candidate and the vice president and all of that in weeks to come. But right now, we're going to start off with Mitt, Truth Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
I'm running for office, for Pete's sake.
Who is this guy? Can you trust him?
I have never supported the President's Recovery Act, all right, the stimulus. No time, nowhere, no how. I think there is need for economic stimulus.
You're only allowed a certain number of flips before people begin to doubt your character.
The big issue with Mitt Romney has been the issue of abortion. Mm-hmm. Has he flip-flopped on abortion?
I will preserve and protect a woman's right to choose.
The right next step in the fight to preserve the sanctity of life is to see Roe v. Wade overturned.
He was pro-choice, then he's pro-life.
Or he flip-flops again, just like he did on abortion, just like he did on Ronald Reagan.
Look, I was an independent during the time of Reagan Bush. I'm not trying to return to Reagan Bush.
The principles that Ronald Reagan espoused are as true today as they were when he spoke them.
There you go again.
You remember Mitt Romney? He invented Obamacare before he was against it. You remember?
Well, that's what we did in Massachusetts, and that is we put together an exchange, and the president's copying that idea. I'm glad to hear that.
Obamacare is bad news, and if I'm president of the United States, I will repeal it.
I don't think I've ever hired an illegal in my life.
We hired a lawn company to mow our lawn, and they had illegal immigrants that were working there.
Flip-flop myth.
But I believe the world is getting warmer. I believe that humans contribute to that.
My view is that we don't know what's causing climate change on this planet.
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper who changes position because of political expedience.
If Republicans didn't like Mitt Romney's position on the so-called union-busting proposal in Ohio, all they had to do is wait one day before he changed it.
I'm not speaking about the particular ballot issues.
But by today, Romney had a different answer.
I fully support Governor Kasich's, I think it's called Question 2 in Ohio. He's changed his position on a number of issues.
Republican Mitt Romney says he will not sign a no new taxes pledge.
I'm proud to be the only major candidate for president to sign the tax pledge.
Your view has changed so dramatically.
I just signed a piece of legislation extending the ban on certain assault weapons.
I do not support any new legislation of an assault weapon ban nature.
Experts are predicting kind of a tough fight between Romney and his biggest ideological opponent, Mitt Romney from 4 years ago. Those guys don't agree on anything.
And there are two Mitt Romneys.
This guy has played both sides of the fence with equal fervor.
The TARP got paid back, and it kept the financial system from collapsing.
So you feel it was well worth it?
Well, it was the right thing to do. TARP ought to be ended. TARP ought to be ended.
Mitt Romney flip-flopped again. He's trying to take credit for saving the auto industry.
I'm not willing to sit back and say too bad for Michigan, too bad for the car industry.
After he proposed letting the auto industry die.
That's exactly what I said. Let Detroit go bankrupt. Let Detroit go bankrupt.
You're only allowed a certain number of flips before people begin to doubt your character.
I think people understand that I'm a man of steadiness and constancy.
Who is this guy? Can you trust him?
Mitt Romney's reputation as a flip-flopper who changes position. He's changed his position on a number of issues.
The mixed messages are what did it.
Some people are going to see those changes of minds as awfully politically convenient. It's an issue of character.
The core issues for a man, as you said earlier, who doesn't seem to have a core.
I'm running for office, for Pete's sake.
Truth Brothers Radio. Welcome to the second hour of Truth Brothers. I'm Ray.
And I'm Devon.
And we are the Truth Brothers. The number to give us a call is 818-514-1202. 818-514-1202.
And as always, you guys can email us at wewanttruth@att.net. Truth is spelled T-R-U-F.
All right. I'm over here in the chat room on Blog Talk Radio for y'all, your comments, questions, and whatever.
All right. And the second hour topic is, you say that you say it the best. Go ahead.
Oh, Ruck Mitt?
Yeah, there you go.
I'm sorry, Ruck Fomity.
There you go.
Yeah.
And we're going to be talking about Mitt Romney, Republican candidate for president, and how you feel about him. Will you vote for him? Will you not vote for him? What's your reasons on each? We got our reasons. We're not going to play middle of the road on this one. We don't like Mitt Romney. And it's only because we can't play the middle of the road on this one because it just ain't going to sound right. We're not foreign.
Yeah, we just won't. We won't appeal to the mittens.
Yeah. Yeah.
That being what it is.
Man. Well, just to give our listeners a little feedback, those who may not know too much about Mitt Romney, I'm just going to give you guys a little synopsis. Mitt Romney, born as Willard Mitt Romney, American businessman, was born in Detroit. He's, of course, of the Republican Party. He was governor of Michigan. I'm sorry, not governor of Michigan, governor of Massachusetts, who went on to become CEO of Bain Capital back in 1984. He was elected governor in Massachusetts in 2002, ran for the Republican nomination in 2008. His net worth with Bain Capital is between $190 and $250 million. How you like that, 99%ers?
Very good, like that. Yep, so we want to hear you guys' comments, how y'all feel about Mitt, and we're going to get into a bunch of stuff from Bain Capital to his new pick for his running mate, his vice president, Paul Ryan. He ain't going to get out of this either. We're going to be getting on him, too. So 818-514-1202.
If you want me to give a little background on Paul Ryan,
just talking about how you feel about Mitt, man.
As a matter of fact, let's do the Paul. Let's
get
a little
Paul, out, get Paul
get
out
a,
the way. Go
background
ahead.
On Paul Ryan. Excuse my bad. His I'm sorry, I had to pull up my paper to people. I'm sorry about that. Paul Ryan, who's also married to Juanita Little, a tax attorney, in December 06. The Ryans, they live in Janesville, Wisconsin. They have three children. The man's life is pretty what it is. I mean, it's nothing crazy about it. He's a fitness enthusiast. He's very inspired by Ayn Rand. Ayn Rand. But it says
that's
Ryan.
Scary in itself.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be getting into Ayn Rand at some point because all the Truth Brothers listeners out there, you guys should familiar yourselves with the philosophies of Ayn Rand. And her name is spelled AYNRAND.
Yeah,
and she is a scary individual.
Her eyes
used to move crazy to me. It scared me for real.
But if you want to understand the philosophies of like Mitt Romney or Paul Ryan, the Tea Party especially, you gotta check out Ayn Rand. You can look her up. You can look her up on Wikipedia. You can check out a lot of stuff on Facebook
and YouTube. And you can also
Yeah, you're right. Yeah. YouTube.
Especially
you can also
YouTube.
Check out her book, her novel, The Atlas Shrugged.
Atlas Shrugged,
yeah. So
and they recently made that into a movie a couple of years ago.
Didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah, and the GOP pushed it hard. Still flopped.
Well, I mean, yeah, it's built for their people. I mean, let's get on to the mittens, man. Personal opinion of my personal opinion of the guy is I think he's really out of touch. I don't think he has his feet on the ground. I don't think he understands.
On your ground, because his ground is different.
No, his ground,
right. His reality is totally different than your reality.
I don't think he has his feet on the ground, period. I think his feet is touching air because he doesn't see our problem.
He does. He knows your problem. He don't give a damn about your problems.
Yeah. Yeah.
Cause his problem.
Yeah.
Our problems ain't his problems.
Yeah. And I mean, to me, like, I mean, I want to get into a lot of things, but to me, is he not the most awkward candidate that we had since Bush, though, man? Like,
oh,
yeah.
He is
like,
the most awkward man in the
world. Yeah,
like. I don't even think he's real. I think he's a robot. I really do. I think he's an android.
That could be.
Seriously.
Yeah, that could be.
And I've never seen. The man has. I mean, seriously. I mean, you heard the clip that we used. The man has no center. The man has no core. The man will say whatever it takes for you to vote for him. Mm-hmm. He will say whatever it takes for you to vote for him. Here's the thing. People on the left is weirded out by him. They don't buy him. The people on the far right don't like him,
right,
either.
Even the Reagan Republicans.
Right. The
hardcore Republicans.
Right. Unless you're rich,
yeah,
unless you're a millionaire, you don't like him.
That's what I'm saying. Like it's they're bringing in to me. They're gonna bring in a class warfare
just to sit and insert the computer chip and watch him go.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, and you're playing. That's really like they just take.
What was
the,
that little?
No.
What was that little robot back in the day that you used to load with the cartridges? I had one of them. That
Robbie.
That used
was,
to give you all the facts.
Yeah. But he don't have any facts. He makes up his facts.
Yeah.
Oh, no, seriously. Y'all, you
oh,
better
well,
yeah, take it
you're
out.
Right.
Mitt Romney will lie at the drop of a hat. But anyone who can jump on both sides of the issue like that will say do whatever it takes.
I
man.
Have to worry about Robbie. Yeah.
And my thing is, though, we have people who see this and will still vote for him. That's what scares me. Like that. That's really frightening to me that you see. Hey, yeah, he said this.
Americans
again,
vote
changed.
Against their own interests all the time.
That's right.
They were about
that's
to.
Right.
They,
right.
Were, they were going gaga over Sarah Palin. That was dangerous as hell.
But that's what I'm saying. I understand some people's point of view because you got people who don't like Obama because certain things aren't appeasing to them, and I can understand that. That's fine, and they choose to keep their vote, whatever the case may be. Right. My thing is that. I understand for some people opinion it's a voter for a lesser of two evils because the ultimate evil is supposed to be this government, blah, 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 whatever, right? You know, that's your opinion. But you're right.
I'm so tired of hearing that.
Even if it is the lesser of two evils, it's the lesser of two evils. You don't want a dude who does not have or even who blatantly tells you, I don't have your best interest at heart. I don't.
Well, of course,
but he won't.
Do that.
But he won't. But Paul Ryan will. But he's not going to, but Mitt ain't going to bless, going to just implicitly
he tells
tell you.
By flipping what he's saying. That's subliminally telling you.
Yeah, but
right?
That's just playing
one
to
one thing
to
I
the
realize
crowd.
With people is that if you talk with enough conviction in your voice, people will nod the, all the time.
Yeah.
You can say, the sky is purple. Look up. It is purple. And if you say it with enough conviction, people will say, yeah, I guess it really is purple.
Check this out. Bill Clinton said, In an interview once, why do Republicans win a lot of elections? And he said it's simple. He said, in America, it's better to be loud and wrong than weak and right.
Yep.
And Democrats fall for this all the time. Republicans are, when they attack health care, they were loud and wrong. They were spouting out their lies left and right. When Paul Ryan puts out his budget, we seen him on YouTube at one of the on C-SPAN where he was going after Tim Geithner about Obama's budget, and he was loud and wrong.
Yeah.
And he just kept hitting at him, to where you just got to front Republicans off. You got to Hold your point.
But you tend to. But see, the thing is, people tend to believe that truth and what's right will just carry you through. That's their way of thinking. They believe that because this is what's right for people, and they just saying that because I don't have to be loud and over, and you know, I don't have to do all that because a person with sense is going to say, "Well, that doesn't make sense." But what he's saying,
that's
then again, you're living in a country where people don't want to make sense of things.
I believe it was Mark Twain that said that a lie will spread around the world three times before the truth even gets up out of bed.
Yep.
Think about it.
Say that.
Yeah.
Think about it. Yes, you can have truth on your side. You can have facts on your side. Matter of fact, you know, when you're dealing with Fox News, you know, it's always been said that truth seems to have a liberal bias, that facts have a liberal bias. But if you don't get out there and push your point with the same conviction that they're pushing their lies, you're going to come up the loser every time. How do you think they get people to vote against their own interests? Look, Mitt Romney, during the Iowa caucuses, was at a state fair and said to the people, "Our corporations are people, my friend." They didn't take to that too well, and he still pushed it on them, and they still voted for him.
Yep.
Okay, but that's not I wouldn't say that's on the people because they're idiots. That's what I'm like.
Dude,
that's
to get
my
you
problem.
To vote for your interest is to okay. They call low information voters.
But that's what I'm saying. If he told you like, hey, this is what's happening, this is what it is, and it's wrong, and you vote for it because you don't have the common sense to either research it or to even just
say, let me ask you this: is corporations people?
No.
Now, see, the law says they are.
Well, in my opinion, they're not. So,
now you just went right into their thing. See, check is in chess. The law says that they are. That means that's why there's a group of people trying to get a constitutional amendment to reverse that. But just going by how you feel is how you get people to vote against their own interests.
Right.
Because they go by what feels right. I feel like Obama's a terrorist. I feel like Obama's not a citizen, and therefore, because I feel it, I'm going to act this way, contrary to what the truth is.
But I mean, my point to that is, my understanding is that Obama, that corporations are supposed to be, I mean, for people or whatever the case may be, but my personal opinion is that they're not. I don't feel as if Obama's a better candidate.
No.
I know, I'm just saying this is what I feel versus what I know. And I'm saying what I know is I know he's a better candidate for the position than this dude is.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm hiring for a job, I can't hire Mitt because I can't trust this dude because I don't know what his principles are.
Cool.
It's like
We're going to take this break, and then we'll get more to your point right after this break. True Brothers Radio.
Okay.
True Brothers Radio. Truth Brothers Radio.
Truth Brothers Radio.
I'll be going on vacation. See, the thing is, if you about to be up out this bitch, check it. Peep Delta. We be flying all over this bitch. Let me ask you something. You fin to raise up and get your travel on? From the interior to the exterior, you've got to get your posterior in one of these big-ass planes. Dog, you lay in the cut straight sitting on your ass and getting your drink on and your snack on while we floss and fly this mofo all over this bitch. East Coast, West Coast, it don't matter. Nia, we'll get you to your hoe and back lickety-split. No shit. Then you'll be back at your crib chilling with a flat spliff, thinking we were some crazy-ass angel. Hell,
These fat, round, thick-ass vessels run up in the sky so deep, it be crying. Yeah, you thought it was rain. So bring a towel, because at Delta, it's laid out like that. Call one of these fly-ass Delta coochies and make all them punk-ass co-workers of yours catch the vapors as you be off and about. You going? We fly you there. You been? We done already flew up in there. We got you covered like a Jimmy hat. At Delta, we loves us some flying, and it be showing like a motherfucker.
Oh, Lord! This racism is killing me inside.
Being here in America doesn't make you an American. Being born here in America doesn't make you an American. Why, if birth made you American, you wouldn't need any legislation. You wouldn't need any amendments to the Constitution. I don't see any American dream. I see an American nightmare. I'm one of the 42 million black people who are the victims of America.
Now, hard truth soldiering, hard truth soldier shit. Keep on serving them, because you know...
Truth Brothers Radio, and we're back, and we are discussing Mitt Romney, Paul Ryan, Republican team of the decade.
I just have to say, I hate that Delta commercial.
I know, but they'll move you up to first class.
I hate that commercial.
If you've already been in there.
I hate that commercial. But anyway, all right.
It makes you stupid when you're done.
Oh, my God.
Is that what it do?
Oh, my God.
You'd be like, all right, yeah, I get it.
You had to take an embonics class to figure that whole thing out.
Oh,
but anyway,
yeah.
Let's not
go
get
ahead.
Off topic.
Yeah.
Get off topic.
Okay, did y'all see the Obama commercial last week?
Which one?
About the man who wife died from cancer.
No, that one I didn't see.
Okay.
Yeah, I haven't seen that
you
one.
You haven't seen that one? Okay. Devastating ad, and the Romney campus crime filed because of it. But, you know, the basic premise of the commercial was this dude who worked at a company that Bain Capital bought, carved up for pieces, and then shipped the rest of the jobs overseas.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then he was laid off and lost his health insurance. And then a year later, his wife let him know that she had cancer. And end up dying because they had no health insurance. And he's basically saying that if, you know, Bain Capital hadn't have carved up the company, I'd still be working there. I would have had health insurance and would have been able to take care of her.
But see, this goes back to just this sinister mindset. And I'm saying sinister because you're not going to, he's human just like the rest of, you know, people are human. Okay. I know that sounds weird, but what I'm getting at is that he has a family. Who, you know, anyone can fall ill. Anyone can have, you know, we all get sick. We all go through things.
Right.
And for someone who was worth $250 million to not recognize, he understands the economic crisis we have, the housing market crisis that we have, considering that he was from an investment firm. He understands all this. You know, and for you to not even consider all these little towns that you're going into trying to make friends and make these big dumbass speeches about what you plan to do and how you want to save America. We want to get America back to where it was. You know,
but you want to ship all the jobs overseas.
You know, to whose benefit?
Right.
It won't be to mine. Won't be to yours. Yeah. Won't be to yours, Ray, or anyone who's probably listening to this.
See,
this is terrible.
So are you saying that you're against capitalism?
Absolutely.
You're against capitalism?
Yes.
In all forms?
No, not all forms.
Well,
I'm against it when it don't work for us. There you go. That's where I'm at. Hey, I'm there. That's where I'm at. I'm against it when it don't
work
for us.
Well, no, I'm not against capitalism, but I am against unfettered capitalism. I'm against unregulated capitalism.
Exactly.
I don't run that story to me about the market is going to correct itself and the market will police itself and take it. No, greed is greed, and when you leave capitalists unregulated or unwatched, greed occurs. It's happened too many times.
Mm-hmm.
That's what regulations are for. I believe it should be, yes, I have no problem with people getting rich. I have no problem with people running businesses or doing what you got to do.
Right.
But there should be rules to the games. Yeah, I didn't even get on the taxes yet, but there should be rules to the game. and the regulators are supposed to be the referees. You shouldn't be able to buy off the regulators. You know what captured regulation is? Captured regulation is when you have an industry and you're able to not buy the regulators off, but you're able to entice them with a job when they decide to retire or quit, and then you can come work for us if you look out for us.
Right.
So I'm not going to pay you now, but when you finally retire, then you can come work for us, and I'll give you the six-figure salary for looking out for us all this time instead of looking out for the people like you're supposed to do as a regulator.
But you got to understand that has to do with greed, and it has to do with the fact that some people looking at it like they can't because of the way the economy is right now, that does sound enticing to know that I'll be foreverly taken care of. Like, that
but
is enticing.
Again,
like, you, who,
that's why,
what's your morals?
That's
worth?
Why you, that's why it should,
that's
why it has to
your
be
soul
protected.
To the devil.
Yeah, but it happens. He's right, but it happens. But it should be, if you're a regulator, if you're a government regulator and you work for the people, you work for the government, you work for the taxpayers, then you can't quit and then go work for the company you regulated. It shouldn't be that way. You shouldn't be allowed to do that. That way you
right.
can't be bought off.
But when you live in a term with greed and gluttony, in a world of greed and
again,
gluttony.
This is
but
why
it doesn't happen.
That's the whole point to having rules.
I understand, but the rules have been bought, paid for, and broken. All the rules. And nobody benefits. I mean, the only people that benefit from that is the 1%. We suffer. But we got a caller coming in right now.
Hey, Tony, you're on with the Truth Brothers.
Hey, you guys. Hey, Candace.
Hey, Tony. How you?
I'm okay. I've been just listening in, and I thought, I better call in now.
Yeah,
you
don't know. Yeah. So what's your thoughts on Willard?
Oh, dear God. Let's see. How much time you got left?
A little bit over 2 hours.
And man, it's a joke. And, you know, I had a conversation, well, not even really a conversation, with one of my cousins again about how much she just, you know, wants to make sure that Obama is not put in office again, you know, and it saddens me because, you know,
why?
Well, she's not giving the clear reasons why, and I keep throwing the, everything that we have learned about this man in his, you know, flip-flopping, him not being able to take a stance on a platform, his disengagement, you know, of the people, of the rules and regulations, of him being a citizen and paying taxes. I've put it all out there, and there's really no clear reason. It's just that, you know, she just does not want Obama in office, and sometimes
you know,
it scares me, and it frightens me. You know,
well,
that
the next it may be the fact that she may be frustrated with the way things is going right now. And I know a lot of people that's doing that.
Well,
that's
of
going
course.
They just feel like they're giving up on government altogether, that this structured
of course.
Government.
Of course.
And
I
can understand what she's saying with that. I can understand it.
But Obama
really?
Told you
yeah,
this
really
this
I can't grow up.
But
I
see
here.
The thing is, and I think
I'm
I know where Candace is going
grow up.
Overnight project.
That's right.
Exactly.
You know,
that's right.
It took you
and that's
what's aggravating.
Yeah, it is. It's
you forget all the things that he has done.
Absolutely.
You know, and a lot. And I'm not speaking for
yeah,
you
I know,
personally,
I
but you know that just that incenses me. You know, when people say that.
Yeah.
You know,
seriously.
You totally
yeah.
negate everything that he has done. He's done his best to bring our troops home. He got
yeah.
you health.
He got you out of. He got you out of Iraq. He got
uh-huh.
you health care. No president in history got you health care. He got you health. I'm not saying you.
No,
I'm talking towards that argument. And keep in mind, it took black people 100 years after slavery to come up with a Voting Rights Act.
Absolutely.
I mean, 100 years. You got to learn to see the long view. You got to stop playing checkers and start playing chess. I'm so sick of this. You can't. There's not an instant democracy.
No.
You keep. I'm so sick of. The homosexuals got mad at Obama, and that's how the Tea Party got in. We're not going to vote for him. We're not overturning.
Right.
We're not overturning. Don't ask, don't tell quick enough. And he told you, we got to do it in a way that once I leave, it can't be brought back. He's trying
right.
to give you a long-term strategy, and
exactly.
you're stomping your feet. Progressives and liberals get on my nerve because you're big punks and babies. Soon as things don't start going your way,
you know,
they cry.
The thing is that, and you know what, I think it was Candace that just said it best. We don't want to recognize the things that he's done since he's been in office.
Yep.
I have listed, I think it's 115 things that, I mean, if people want to talk things, you know, or legislature that has been put in place while he's been in office, it has been more than any president has done in
That's
a
right.
term. You know,
That's
so
right.
let's just talk apples and apples and oranges and oranges. I mean, I could name 100 of them right now, you know, for your listeners. And it appalls me that someone could actually take this rhetoric and turn it into fact when it's all bullshit. You know, I think I get frustrated because you didn't have the problem of taking that check when he sent it out to you to get this government back. And if you were so against what he was doing and damage, you should have sent it back.
That's right.
Point. There you go.
That's right.
There you go. And where was everybody so fed up when Bush was running these two
Thank
wars?
You.
When Bush invaded Iraq, where was these people who were so upset? The press gets on my nerves.
Mm-hmm.
There was over 250,000 people out there protesting the Iraq war, and CNN couldn't get one camera on them.
That's right.
You got 2,500 people at a Tea Party rally, and you think that was the Million Man March.
Exactly. Exactly.
But we got, the board is lighting up now. We got people. You got people fired
up. Stay there, Tony, because we'll bring you back.
Yeah,
in.
We'll bring you back.
Oh, I must stay now.
Okay.
One thing I will blame. Well, I'm sorry. Go ahead and bring
up. No, go ahead. So you're
One thing I will blame on Obama's administration is they need to have more commercials out here.
No, they do. But you got to remember. No. You got to remember, we're in Illinois. We're in a state that he knows he's got
this
in the bag. He's only got so much. So he's hitting battle. If you live in a battleground state, this ad's flying back and forth.
I feel you on that. Okay.
But we're in a state that Romney knows is pretty much he got, and he knows he pretty much got. So you're not getting all the ads. You'll get them towards the closer to the election. They'll start coming out.
I'm just saying, just to get into people's subliminal mind.
Right.
But they're going to give them hometown
Let's go ahead and get our caller.
Right. 281, you're on with the Truth Brothers. What's your name?
Hey, peace and blessings with y'all. This is the Poetic Prophet.
Hey, what's going on, brother?
What's happening?
Oh, man, you know, it's wonderful. You know, these are great times in which we're fortunate to be here, especially at this time, to experience. We have technology. But the main thing is, you know, we can't look at Obama as some type of savior. You know, he's going to get in there and do his job. Because have you known any president just really do something for us? You know, and I got to commend him, though. And in order for us to find some kind of balance in between our economic state, he's going to have to get elected next term.
Absolutely.
Because he's still, what we're dealing with right now is a thing that Bush put in office for 8 years, so that got to go ahead and fade away and fade away and fade away so these new laws come in. Because if we let Romney get in here, we're not going to have another Democrat or any other party for the next 12 years.
Now,
you know,
here's my ultimate question is this. If Obama were Caucasian, would he be deemed as the greatest president ever?
No, not yet.
Well, I'm just saying, because I think a very good portion of this is racial. I really do.
Yeah, you're right.
Because if he were Caucasian, more people would give more credit to the things that he has done.
But remember, when Clinton got out of office, when Clinton wasn't revered as much as he is now when he was in office. So it does take time for people to look back and say, oh, wow, man, he really did do a lot here and there. And that's going to happen with President Obama.
Right.
But you are right that there is this high level of racism, and it's this that he's not one of us. That's the whole Tea Party theme, that he's not one of us. It's always
Some
something.
Black people have that same type of mentality,
right,
because they believe that he's not black enough.
Well, right.
We still got
but
slavery. And that's the same crap that Tavis was trying to get on with this. Oh, he needs to have a black agenda. We ain't got time for that.
Well,
you know something?
You need to have a people agenda.
Well, understand this.
I'm sorry.
Y'all know something?
Go ahead.
When
you really look at this whole thing spiritually, right, I'm talking about on spiritual, forget about he being, you know, not too much of being black, but look at the position that he sits in. In the United States of America, this is considered the highest seat. Right now, we should be manifesting this power because we've turned the house. And I'm not saying this on no revolutionary movement, but just think what that does. This is a royal family sitting here representing a black family. That should be an empowerment of the mind that nothing should bound us. And we should go for high places and things like that, as far as that office are just a movement on the street. You know, we sit back and we complain, you know, and we really should be making moves on our own. Because, look, the powerfulest thing in the country in which that was ours at first, you know, until 1776, you know, until then, this was our country. But the powerful seed that came back, that means we're back in power in the essence of a spiritual aspect. We back in power. And don't even know it. I ain't even exercising it, you know. Instead of talking about the problem rather than coming up with a solution, you know.
Well, see, part of the problem is slavery never really died. It's just reconformed. It's mm-hmm. just in a different fashion. What we have to do is we should, you know, me as an African, you know, an African, I am glad that, you know, he is representing the country. However, I'm not so small-minded to where I'm going to say, well, he's got to have a black agenda. I used to love to have the smiley.
No.
But when he got on that whole thing, well, where's the president on this and where's the president on that? You weren't on that black agenda with Bush. You weren't on that black agenda with Bush Sr. You know what I mean? So, you know, it just, you're putting a lot of pressure on this man in addition to all the other stuff that has to be undone so that we can move forward. And,
right.
And I'm just, you know, and I'm sick of it. It's ridiculous. And it just makes me feel that, you know, you got to shake your head and think people cannot be this stupid. But they are.
Look, you got to understand.
Well, people
that
are, like you said, slavery is not over, right? You know, the type of slavery we deal with, yeah, the 15th Amendment made you a naturalized citizen, not a natural-born, a naturalized citizen. But if they get you convicted, guess what? Your rights of being a free person is now over. You are considered a slave or an indentured servant. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
and
true.
Mind,
you know, people got to understand this. Look, being president is being the most powerful man on the planet. And you can have a black agenda. Okay, if President Obama had this black agenda like Tavis wanted, how is he going to push it through a Republican House of Representatives? It's going to die there. It doesn't matter.
He's
got to push
with
something.
With a product that says the black agenda on it. And
right.
Serve it to him.
Right.
Say,
and Paul Ryan is going to set it on fire on the Congress floor. So you gotta keep in mind the politics, and you gotta keep in mind that as president, look, the president kills people. Get over it. The president kills people. America bombs. America has bombed poor countries before Obama. They're gonna bomb poor countries after Obama. Bush had drones. He got drones. Drones are gonna drop bombs in Afghanistan on Arabs. That's how it is. So if you thought he was going to come in and change that, do you understand the forces that he would have to go against to change something like that? You're not going to get anything done because all he's going to be doing is fighting against a current. Keep that in mind. Being the president doesn't mean that I'm the president of all black people. I'm the president of all white people. He got to be the president of everybody. And I'm a black nationalist. And just because he was elected don't mean we have to stop our revolutionary movements. That don't mean we have to stop. Our responsibility is still to raise our people up. You can't say, okay, you're president now. Here's everything. We're free now. No. You should have known that the minute he got elected, you had to work 10 times harder to put pressure on him to get him to do anything.
Absolutely. I mean,
In that fashion.
There you go. So we got another caller. We're going to go ahead and get with them. 76. Oh, this is Drea. Drea, you're back on.
I've been waiting to hear this one.
We wanted to get you in and laugh
it up. It's too much. It's too much to even speak on. I should have been taking notes. Oh, my goodness. I should have been taking notes. I don't even know where to start. First of all, I don't think anything about Mitt Romney. Second, I haven't heard a president yet that didn't flip-flop back and forth on his issues, his core beliefs, so-and-so, such-and-such.
Obama, let me ask you this then, real quick.
Obama is the very
have
same
president. Have you ever seen anyone flip-flop as much as Mitt Romney does, though?
Oh, my goodness. So it doesn't matter. Whether you get your foot stomped on or whether you get your hand stomped on, it's still the stomp. It doesn't matter. And Obama, speaking of flip-flopping, Obama is the same president when Bush raised the national deficit that said that was a failure and it was disorganized. Did he not just do the same thing? This is my point.
Okay,
I don't
explain,
see any difference.
Explain in what way?
I don't see any difference. I don't see any difference between any politician. That's my point. And when I say, you know, well, Obama's not great, I wouldn't vote for him either. People automatically assume I'm voting for Romney or something. No, I'm not. No,
you're not voting
there's no
at all.
Way. There's no way. No, there's no way you can, you know, separate those two. They both have the same higher up, quote, boss. They both answer to the same people. And as far as people whining about the Tea Party, oh, my God, look at what the Tea Party is doing. Why haven't black people gotten together their own grassroots organization like that?
Okay, well first off,
Instead,
the Tea Party isn't a grassroots organization. Occupy is a grassroots organization. Tea Party, AstroTurf.
Excuse me. Instead of people, namely black ones, sitting around hollering about what the Tea Party is doing and why and, oh, they don't like Obama and, oh, this and, oh, that, and they said this and they said that, why don't we do our own thing? Period. I mean, we even have the group Maxine Waters is on, and is it called the Black Caucus?
National
is
black
that what
caucus.
It's called?
National they, Black Caucus.
We even have them whining about the Tea Party, and they've been in place for, what, 30-something, 40-something years? And they can't manage to get stuff done. The Tea Party is getting done for their side? Are
okay,
you serious?
What is the Tea Party getting done? Tell me what they've gotten done.
Because
all they do is say no, and it's easy to say no.
You know what? When I say, quote, what the Tea Party is getting done, as far as the backing they have, as far as the voice they have the ability to make things lean this way or that way. That's what I mean by getting done.
Love
and like I said,
okay.
Black people sit around and complain about the Tea Party. I can't have
America.
A political conversation about anything political if some black person isn't bringing up the Tea Party. That's just ridiculous to me. Why are you, conversely so, as a black person, why would I vote for someone that the very system that's above me and that's been in place forever is handing me who I can choose? That's not a choice. That's not a choice. When you're handing me people that do not lean against my core, they don't lean with my core, they're not really presenting me exactly what I think I need to strive or move forward or progress, why am I voting for the people that they selected for me to vote for? That's like you said, I'm really, really hungry, and, you know, I really want something to eat, and I want to go in here and cook me something, but someone stops you and says, you know what, no, you can have steak or you can have pork chops. That's it. You can't go in there and find you some chicken. You can't go in there and find you some shrimp or nothing like that. You can only choose what they've given you. That's not satisfying you. That's satisfying your hunger,
here.
But that's not satisfying your palate. Why would I choose from someone they're handing me to choose?
That's if
that
you choose
no
to stay in America, you can have your option to go elsewhere. But let me ask you this. What is your ideal president? What would you suggest? You know, your ideal president, your ideal commander-in-chief, what do they have to do for you? And then keep in mind, too, of everything that, you know, within the White House, all the things that they cannot express, the certain things they cannot tell people that will cause mass hysteria. So, I mean, I'm just curious to hear from you. What would be your ideal?
That's a great point. And I really can't sit here and say what would be my great ideal president, because I'm pretty sure we all have the same thing in mind. People want jobs.
I don't think
people
so.
People want the wars to stop. People want the economy to get better, so and so, such and such. All
okay,
this good stuff.
Hold on.
Now,
wait.
That's just the basics and the foundation. That's just
right,
the basics and the foundation
okay,
of
you,
it. Everybody pretty
want,
much
want
wants the same things to run. What?
Right. You just said you wanted the wars to stop. Okay, he's ended one war, and he's got a timetable to end the other war.
Wait a minute. He ended – hold on. He didn't – and I remember someone saying that. He brought the soldiers home from Iraq and so on. So wait a minute. Those, quote, soldiers he supposedly pulled out of Iraq, Those men went elsewhere. Those guys went to Afghanistan. Some of those guys went to Syria, Yemen, different places. Those guys did not come home and say, woof, no more war. They just went elsewhere.
They're the military.
And while Obama was calling Bush a warmonger, words out of his mouth,
he's
a warmonger. Obama has got us involved in the three extra wars. What did Obama go marching to Libya
and bombing for?
What's the
three extra wars? Let me ask you this.
Syria, Yemen, Libya,
the drones,
that was Obama's call. The drones were Obama's call,
the drone
weren't they?
The program was already going on when Obama was in office. And
so,
that's a military program.
It's amazing.
You about to get drones in the hood.
Explain to me why Obama had to go into Libya like that. Without approval, why did he go into Libya like that? For what?
Because the president can go into any country that he likes.
Why did he go into Libya?
On top of that, Libya did not pose a threat to the United States. Every country that the United States has bombed in the last, I don't know how many years, has not posed a threat to the United States. This is my point. Obama is no better than the ones before him. That's what I want black people to know. He's no better than the ones before him.
I didn't expect him
to do anything because he's a politician. He's the same man as the ones before him. He can't do anything outside of what he was selected to do. Do you really think the people who are really in power and the country runs just like they wanted to would actually bring in somebody to shake up their world? They don't care if our world gets shaken up. Their world has to stay the same. They wouldn't dare let someone in who's going to step outside and say, okay, you know what, the higher-ups, I'm going to shake that up. I need to do something for these American people or these citizens or whatnot. That doesn't happen. That has never happened.
Okay.
Never.
Okay. Let me ask you real quick.
Hold on.
We got other callers. So let me ask you this one question real quick. And I want you to answer me this. If we made you president today, you're president. Tell me a program that you would do to change America and tell me how you would go about doing it real quick.
Oh, you know what? That's not a quick answer.
Okay.
Because America's hands are all over the map.
So go ahead and contemplate on your question. Stand by for a few moments. We're going to go ahead and bring Tony back in. All right? Tony.
Okay,
Tony. Oh, boy. Drea, girl. Oh, my gosh. I had her on my show one night, and she is. She says a lot of things that make a lot of sense, okay? But let me touch on something, and I think she had brought up the Black Caucus. The Black Caucus was formed for that very reason, so that blacks could get involved with how their government is run. Okay, that's first off. Secondly, the Black Caucus is not being run the way it was set up to be run because we don't get involved. So we sit here and we say, oh, well, he's not doing the job that he was supposed to be doing, and he's not doing this, and he's just another politician. Well, he's a hell of a lot better than what we've had. And the reason why I say that, and again, I'm going to have to stress, is that there have been so many different laws and legislature put into place since he's been in office that no other president has had the opportunity to do. The reason why we've got so many things that are going on right now that people say, well, he's not doing enough, he's not doing this, and he's just another politician, and we can't get him to do that, and what is he doing for the black community? What are you doing for your community?
That's right.
There you go.
What are you doing for your black community? If you want to get involved, if you say things aren't the way that they should be, then damn it, look up the Black Caucus. Go ahead and get in there and do what you need to do. There's a chapter in every state that you could get involved with. I don't care about the NAACP. I don't care about the Urban League. I don't give a shit about a whole lot of them. But the Black Caucus was set up in government so that you could have a voice. But then we sit up here and we say, oh, we're not going to vote for him because now he's supporting gay marriage. Well, what the hell does that have to do with your soul? You've got to learn about
You
That's
have
right.
to learn that whatever goes on in your paycheck is what you need to be involved in.
How
and if it means that you have to go down here and you have to be involved in every piece of government, which means from the city to the state and all the way up to the federal level, then that's what you do. Everything that we have going on within our area of this United States is a public matter. And you can look up anything you want to. You don't have to sit back and say, well, I'm not going to vote. Because, look, if you can't vote, then that means you have no right to say and complain about what is really going on.
That's right.
And you have no right.
For you. Say
That's right.
Exactly. And if you have an issue about what is going on in this United States, you have every opportunity to go elsewhere. You have that that right. That is the right of a human being. And I don't pose any dislike to anybody that says, oh, well, I don't like this country. I don't like the country for what it's not doing for me and for my family and the people that I love. That's what I don't like. That is why I made myself a little bit more boisterous. I started a radio program. I'm hoping to be able to reach the masses in that way. Then maybe
That's
some
right.
people can get off of their asses and help us get this country into an area where we built this country. So it's not on them to take care of what we want to take care of. We need to take that control.
That's right.
That's right. Matter of fact, real quick, not Ralph Abernathy. Oh, my God. The Pullman Porters were planning a strike and a march on Washington. Oh, God, his name is escaping me now, and I'm really embarrassed now.
You're gonna burn up 5 minutes on that one?
Yeah, no, I was going to make a point, but no. FDR, asked the brother to come in because he heard about the Pullman strike and that they were going to march on Washington. And he brought him in, and he sat him down, and he told him, he said, look, I agree with everything that you want. All your demands, I like them. That sounds real good, he said. And I believe that these would be some great ideas for the country. He said, your job is to make me do it. He said, your job is to put so much public pressure out there that I will have no choice but to do it. So the point that I'm making is everybody who thought that Obama was just supposed to waltz in the office, free Mumia, and just make black people free,
clean it up.
Stop dreaming. You have to put pressure on him. Tavis Smiley can complain on television all he wants, but he ain't organized no movement. He organized little C-SPAN specials with sponsors to get paid, but he's not organizing no movement to put pressure on Obama to make change. That's what you have to do. The reason that you build up all of that pressure is so when you're putting pressure on him, you're putting pressure on the House of Representatives, and you're putting pressure on the Senate. See, if
That's
Obama
right.
came and said that I want to do this and I want to do that, the man got one stimulus package pushed through. He can't get another one pushed through because there's too much opposition in the Congress.
Yes.
The key part that you just said, oh, well, they're doing their thing. It's easy to say no to everything.
Exactly.
It's easy to sit there and vote against everything. That's not movement. It's easy to say, well, no, those people over there don't need this. When you let somebody in Congress sit there and say, oh, your state got hit with a tornado, or your state got hit with an earthquake, a hurricane, oh, that's too bad. We can't give you any relief money until we take it from some other people. Mm. You're crazy if you let them do that.
Exactly.
You're crazy if you let them do that. But then we can spend money on unlimited wars. And
can I say something else?
Go ahead.
Can I say, and I'm going to make it quick because I got to get back to work. But listen, you know, instead of us constantly, you know, putting our thumb down on the black officials that we do have in office, and I say this from the bottom of my heart, we're so quick to idealize people in the music industry. Black people that are putting money, $1 million on a baby crib, I read just this afternoon. Instead of us putting our thumbs all over these politicians who actually black people that actually go into politics, they go in it to try and make a difference, whether you believe it or not, because they want to see a change in the things that have been fought for hundreds of years. So instead of us putting our fingers and our thumbs down and turning our nose up and giving them flack for the things that they can't get done because you've got a majority Congress who does not want us to succeed,
then maybe we should be putting our thumbs down on some of these entertainers that don't give back to the community, that don't put their dollars into the things that that keep people's bellies full, put people in homes. That's what we need to do.
But, you know, I'm going to say this, Tony. I really think, and I'm going to even go as far as say it's a conspiracy, because I really think it's a stereotype that we have on, you know, as black people that, you know, that media wants to portray of us.
Of course.
Get other people to view us in a certain light. When you watch music videos, what do you see? You see one black dude with a big long chain on the block with 20,000 people hanging around him. Everybody got a cup in their hand. Somebody's got a rented Bentley on a dilapidated block that they, you know, that they're repping from or whatever you want to call it. Talking about absolutely nothing. Standing next to the girl with the big ass, big breath, dropping it low, and, you know, it has nothing to show for themselves. But that's keeping it good.
I agree with that.
I feel as if that a lot of people are just, it's more or less, they're not frustrated with the situation, Obama. They're frustrated with the way that this thing is going.
Exactly.
They're frustrated with the way that this government is, and the only person that they can take it out on is the person that's in charge at the time.
I agree with you, but people were still mad at Bush when Bush was there.
Yes, they were. People were still mad at Bush. But it just was not publicized like it is with Obama because of the fact
Channel wouldn't let it.
Exactly. And the fact that Obama is a black man, and it's going to come worse to him because of this. Bush was a horrible C-minus president.
I agree with you.
I give him an A-minus. But at the same time, you got to look at it like people are just frustrated. They're irritated, aggravated.
But they're stupid.
Let me say this because I put some things in the chat room, okay? Some links in the chat room, and it's some of the things that he has done, okay? And these are just, you know, not even on one hand. But those things that have been put in place, we need to take advantage of them. The problem is that we don't read what he's done.
And we don't know about
it.
We'd like to comply. Everybody wants free health care and think it's just supposed to show up at their door and they don't have to go out.
No, you've got to go out and you have to get it.
But see, that's the thing with people. With some people in general, because they believe if he gets it through, we don't have to do nothing to get it. It should just show up at our door.
No, we have to be diligent in looking for those things.
Because they're saying, why should I have to do this? You already passed it through. Now give it to me.
You got to go to a job and get a paycheck every day.
Exactly.
You got to work for it.
But
not for some people.
But at the same time, those on the block who say, I don't have health care and I need my son to be born in this best hospital, Obama give me that health care, and you don't want to go get it, they don't have to go punch it. No, they're used to the money coming to them.
Right.
They're used to everything being given to them, which leads to the frustration and the laziness.
Right. And thanks for the call, Tony. And you know what? With 7 minutes left, you know, you got to get out there. And if you don't like Obama and you're going to sit there and you don't like Obama and you don't like Romney and you don't vote, well, then you voted for the one that you like the least. Simple as that. Your negative vote causes more damage. If you don't participate in your democracy, then you're right, it is for crap. If you think that the black caucus isn't doing its job, if you think that your black elected officials or your elected officials, period, go to a town hall meeting and get in there behind.
Yeah, I mean,
some of these people, that's what elections are for. If you feel like the Democrats isn't giving you a candidate you like, and you feel that the Republicans isn't giving you a candidate you like, then how come you ain't with the Green Party? How come you ain't with Lyndon LaRouche? If you think that nut can give you somebody nice, then you should go over there. But there's options out there. And to sit back and say, well, that they're all this and they're all that, well, no one is going to look out for you because you didn't vote. So the person that's representing the people ain't representing you because you didn't go out there and vote your interest.
But we can't knock the people for their opinion. That's their opinion, and that's what
I'm not knocking
do.
The opinion.
No, I'm telling you
the way it is, though.
Okay,
that America is good. Why do the black community get less? Because you don't vote. Why do old people get catered to? Because they do vote. Old people is the most consistent voting bloc in America, and that's why Paul Ryan, Mitt Romney, Obama, everybody tiptoes around Medicare and Medicaid because they know that they don't want to incur the wrath of that voting block. Yes,
right.
He is.
No, he's
yes,
not.
Let me break down
okay,
to you
ahead.
How he is.
Yeah.
Because in his budget proposal, which attacks Medicare, yes, it does.
Okay.
But for people 65 and over right now, it doesn't affect them. His budget will not touch anything that they have.
Right.
It's for everybody under. That means you, when it's your turn to get that stuff, you won't get it because he tiptoed around them because he don't want to incur their wrath.
Right.
You're still at the same time. You're still
what?
Messing with an elder.
I'm not messing with an elder. I'm messing with someone young who's not going to vote his interest and going to get screwed out when he gets old. I'm not dealing with the people that's old right now. I'm catering to them. They can continue to get it till they die off when it's your turn.
So,
yes.
Okay, so I'm
that's
saying,
his
no,
budget.
I'm saying,
I read it.
Today you have people that's between 50 and 64 who it's going to affect.
Yep.
And that's what I'm saying. That's young.
Yeah. Well,
that's young.
That's young.
Majority.
When I'm talking about the consistent.
To 80, if you got a
65
No,
elder.
We're talking about
who's
Medicare.
Medicare,
65 and older will not be affected in Paul Ryan's budget.
Okay.
So in other words, he's catering to them because he don't want to incur that wrath of people who are getting the benefit.
Okay.
The people who hasn't tasted it. They don't know what they're getting yet.
So
he's telling them, oh, yeah, well, we're going to make sacrifices. We're going to cut this
out.
Because those same dumb people will sit there and talk about, man, this Medicare, this Medicaid, and Obama and the health care. Those are the same people that's complaining.
Okay. So I'm saying, so the people between that 50 and that 63, those are not those heavy elder voters?
Obviously not. Obviously not.
Okay.
Like I told you. People who are getting Medicare will not be affected in Paul Ryan's budget if it ever came to fruition. It won't. But if it ever came to fruition, they won't be touched. Everybody who hasn't got a taste of it yet is going to catch it.
Yeah. I mean, we all
know
that. Now,
that's still, whether you want to call them older, younger, that's still duping people into voting against their own interests. So he's picked a block that he can dupe, and he picked a block that knows. See, when you got something, you know what you got. That's one reason why they're trying to want to abolish health care so early before all the provisions kick in and you find out, wow, this isn't so bad after all. This is pretty nice because once you got something, it's harder to take it away. But before, if I can get you to give up something before you even found out what it's like, then you're voting against your own rights. Okay, but that's what he's doing.
I understand that.
That's what he's doing.
But it's just to me, I feel as if a lot of people, I mean, just one quick final thought on my behalf. I believe that people need to inform themselves. With everything that you're going to do, go out there, research, and find out. Don't be scared to ask. Don't be scared to look up things. Just find out what you need to know about every person who's going to eventually have a choice or make decisions that will affect your life in the long run.
Yep.
Not for right now, but for the long run. I'm not going to knock you for what you
do.
Right. You're an individual. You have your right to make your own decisions. I'm not going to knock you. I know what I'm going to do. That's just what it is. I'm going to do what I have to do to protect me and my kids' kids.
Okay.
That's just my point of view.
That's right.
You can say what you claim you love democracy, yet you don't vote. You don't have a democracy. And it's easy to complain, but you need to get out there and vote. And you had choices. You've got primaries. You've got choices. You better get out there and find somebody who you can get with because there's no perfect candidate. If I was president, I'm gonna tell you right now, if I was president, there would probably still be drone strikes, and I don't like it. But that's probably the way of the world.
Right. I'm sure there's a lot of things that the president has to do
that you
that
have
he
to
does
right.
not like.
Exactly.
He does not agree with, but you have to choose the lesser of two evils.
Well, you
got
to understand the reality of the job
or
that
the
you
situation.
Have.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. Correct.
It's a bigger world out there, and the bigger world is bigger than your front doorstep or your block or your town or your neighborhood.
Or your
some
state,
people don't want to vote.
Right.
Some
exactly.
people won't vote Republican. Some people won't vote Democratic. Some people won't vote at all, but just understand that if you do not vote, what exactly is going to be out there for you, or lack thereof.
That's right.
Lack thereof. So it may be in your best interest to leave you may want to
I've already said, yeah, if that man wins, I'm not staying here. That'll probably we'd be two.
Or Romney America.
If Romney Ryan wins,
Barbados or bust.
I'm going to Canada. I am
two
not
brothers
playing.
From Canada.
It better be
two brothers. Radio A.
Yep.
Hey, I like Denmark.
Yeah, I'm not Quebec. That's where I'm going.
Denmark,
right?
Denmark
or Calgary, Alberta.
Right.
That's where I'm going.
We're
going
to load up the caravan and move to Beverly.
Yeah, well, we'll be doing
but
it
not
over
Beverly
the phone.
Cali.
But I want to thank everybody who called, Drea. We love your comments. Definitely call back. Your comments are welcome anytime.
That's right. Drea, thank you.
And Justin's in the chat room. Tony is always.
The Poetic Prophet.
Yeah,
and everyone
no doubt
else
that's
who
right.
tuned in.
Call.
Thank
we appreciate
you so much.
This, man. We love you guys. Oh, go ahead, Ken. You got to show the love, too, man.
Saying.
I'm getting tired of doing all the intros and that.
I like your voice.
Yeah, that's what they say. But, yeah, absolutely, man. We want to thank everybody for, again, listening to another episode of Truth Brothers Radio with Ruck Farman.
There you go. We're going to let you know if you're not listening to the Truth Brothers,
then the truth ain't in you.
Peace.
Two fingers.